Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca. If this is your first time joining us, let me say welcome, and I'm so glad you're here. Today is going to be a short productivity tip that I've learned that's been really helpful in helping me identify and how to prioritize what needs my time and in what order. And since time is one of our most valuable resources, I'm always looking for ways to maximize my time and not just maximize my time for work, but really maximize my time on what is most important to me, which is my work. I love what I do, but I also love my husband and I love spending time at the beach and spending time with friends and yoga and different things. So I want to be sure that I have time for everything that gets me closer to me, right? That helps me take steps towards my values. And because there's only so much time in the day and we only have so much energy, getting really clear on what gets us closer to those values so that we can take that committed action is super important. So today we're going to talk about the 80-20 rule or Pareto principle. And in 1906, an economist named Wilfredo Pareto, which is a wonderful name, in my mind it rhymes and it's sing-songy and I love that. So he found that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the people. And you might be thinking, well, so what, Becca? I'm not in real estate, so how does this apply to me? And really what he and others after him found was that this 80-20 ratio exists in other places. So then in the 1940s, Dr. Joseph Juran, who is a great person related to quality and performance improvement, so definitely give him a Google if you're interested in that, he coined the term Pareto's principle and attributed this 80-20 rule back to him, or back to Pareto in the early 1900s. And then Dr. Juran focused on applying it to productivity and quality. And isn't that something that we all or most of us want more of, right? Great quality and good productivity. So this 80-20 rule is not meant to be a universal law necessarily, right? But it can be another powerful tool for evaluating where we are spending our time and our energy. So if we know that 80% of our results comes from 20% of what we do, it makes it extra important to be thoughtful and intentional and to accurately prioritize where we're spending that time and energy. Okay, so what do we do with this 80-20 knowledge? Well, the first thing we want to do is look at your to-do list. Let's say you have 20 things on that list for today. So if we know that the 80-20 rule applies generally, then we know that 20% of that list is going to result in the most bang for your buck, or that 80%. So 20% of 20 is 4. So what you want to do then is look at that list of 20 things, prioritize them, and what are the 4 things on that list that are going to produce the most value for you? And remember, value means different things for different people. So however you are defining value for you, then do those things first. You might be thinking, well, what about the other stuff on that list? Is the list fairy going to come and do it? Well, no, but I think we can continue to prioritize. So you knock out those first 4 things, and then you can start targeting the other ones. But I also wonder if it might be an opportunity to, again, really streamline what we're doing. And is it possible to delegate some of those other things or maybe even pass on them completely? Do they have to be done? So let's think about it. If some of the tasks on our list are what I call $10 an hour tasks, right? So things like sending a fax, cleaning, answering the phones, they're important, but are they important for us to be doing it, right? And so those things may actually be getting in the way of those $100 an hour tasks, like seeing clients or writing a book or doing good supervision, or something else that's going to result in a greater outcome for you or greater value for you. And again, in whatever way you're defining value. When we look at it in that way, we can really see where we have potentially misprioritized. So I'm using money as an example because I think it's concrete, but really output or outcomes or value can be described in whatever way you are defining value for you. So if you're spending a lot of time on those $10 an hour tasks, you're missing out on those other tasks, those $100 an hour tasks that could be greater value for you. And if the money talk is kind of turning you off, which is okay, a lot of us have, or at least a lot of us in the helping profession oftentimes have guilt and shame and sort of weirdness around money, let's think about it as steps. So a $10 an hour task could also be a baby step, right? It takes you a baby step closer towards your goals or value. But those $100 an hour tasks might be giant leaps towards values or goals or that true north, right? So I want you all, and I want to take great leaps towards my true north. And so maybe those baby steps can go to someone else. So again, remember, you can find value in whatever way you want. We each define value according to our own values, right? And then just like in ACT, the job is to identify and get clear on our values and then take committed action to move closer to those values. So right now, we're talking about it related to business or work, but you can also apply this to other areas in your life. So is cleaning your house one of the best ways to spend your time? Does it produce the greatest value? Maybe for you it does. And if it does, keep doing that. And if not, maybe it's one of those $10 an hour tasks or those baby step tasks that you can have someone come in and do it for you periodically. That'll then free up your time to take giant leaps towards your values and your goals. And those $100 an hour tasks or those giant leap tasks don't always have to be work related, right? I mean, maybe spending an hour watching your child's gymnastics practice or having an uninterrupted dinner with your husband or close friend is really good for your soul. Then choose that over the hour you would spend cleaning your house. Do what leads to the greatest value for you. So to recap, the Pareto principle or the 80-20 rule says that 80% of our value or output comes from 20% of what we do. And this principle can be applied to a variety of things outside of economy where it was realized. So, for example, you probably wear 20% of the clothes in your closet 80% of the time, or 20% of your behavior leads to 80% of the output. So the trick is to be really intentional and determine what that 20% is, and then focus on that and do that, and then look at ways you can outsource or delegate the other stuff. Time is one of our most valuable resources because it's so finite. So we have to get really clear on what behaviors result in the greatest gain or greatest value for us. Again, in whatever way you are defining value for you. And then engage in those behaviors, that committed action over others. And this is a great way to improve our time management, increase our productivity, create greater quality for us. And that's really what it's all about, right? Our value-driven life. So again, time is our most valuable resource. And so I appreciate that you've chosen to spend the last 8 or 9 minutes here with me. And I hope that the discussion about the Pareto principle and the 80-20 rule gives you some stuff to think about, right? And then take a look at that to-do list, whether the one that you have on paper or that's on your phone, maybe in the Trello app, or maybe the one that's just running through your mind, and then pick that top 20%, take action on those, and then find a way to outsource or delegate or pass on the other stuff that's not going to lead to the most value. I'm your host, Dr. Becca, here with this other or next session of the Business of Behavior. I appreciate those of you guys that take the time to join in. Remember to subscribe if you're listening on iTunes so that you don't miss any of the sessions that come out. A reminder that this podcast came from the Business of Behavior, the ABA Business Builders Facebook group. So be sure to join that group if it's something you're interested in. And I look forward to seeing you guys online. Have a great rest of your day.